Welcome to the Meditation for the Economy. This is Phoenix, and you'll learn more about our Project for Peace at www.messagesfromgod.com. Our intention is to transform consciousness in the U.S. economy, the world economy, and for all things economic and financial within each of us, and to do so under grace. We do this by opening ourselves up to be the divine vessels of peace, harmony, and prosperity, who we are naturally by divine right, to be instruments of peace. Before we begin today's meditation, I'm guided to share with you today's message from God from the book of the same title. Be responsible for your feelings, not others. Be responsible for your feelings, not others. Now, when I first read this message, it doesn't seem quite right, you know? If you're a business owner, how can you not be concerned about other people's feelings? If you're a mother or father, how can you not be aware and concerned of other people, your family members' feelings? If you're a government representative, how can you not be responsible for other people's feelings? How other people may be affected by decisions you may make. So let's break it down. To be responsible comes from the word respond, which means to pledge back. And it means answerable. Literally, to pledge back is to be answerable, accountable for one's behavior. So quite frankly, when you're being responsible for your feelings first, you are being responsible for all those who you care for and who are, for lack of a better word, dependent upon you and your choices. So being responsible for your feelings first matters first. To pledge back to yourself is holding yourself accountable to a higher standard, to be obligated, accountable for your behavior, to act, to be, I am trustworthy. And therefore, it makes all the sense in the world to be responsible first for you. For when you make right choices, they're based on this higher authority, being responsible to you and therefore your higher self and your inner guidance. Not your ego, self, and personality, because you are being held accountable, answerable, then you are taking the right choice. If you can account for it from a higher place, from a place that people will trust you, and you will trust yourself, this is the right path, and this is the right choice. And when being responsible for our feelings, it's really about being in touch, because feelings have to do with touch. Whether you physically touch it or emotionally touch it, it's being aware of the sensation. And I share with you, when we know our feelings, we feel the sensation. We absolutely feel how we feel. As when we go into meditation, we feel our oneness with the divine life force that resides at the center of our being. To feel feelings, to touch, to be in touch, to be aware. If you have no awareness of the feelings, you're numb. You are probably coming from an ego personality state, a hurt place, a place of pain maybe, a mental situation. It's not the higher path. And to be aware is to be conscious, knowing, cognizant. So when you put these two key words together, this message makes perfect sense. Be responsible for your feelings, not others. When we choose to think about what will they think, then we're not thinking about our feelings. It comes from a place of our feelings first. That is the emotional response. It is not the higher response. It is the response based on ego and personality. What they think about me is what we're saying. Will they like me? Will they not like me? Will I be hurt because they won't like me? Believe me, I made many choices looking back from that place and now see how I stepped off my right path at times. The higher path is looking inside. It's not that you don't care about others. You choose to notice, to be aware, to raise your awareness of your own feelings, and then all who you care for will be affected in the most positive way. That is truly being trustworthy. That is really being worthy of your trust and other people's trust. And you will end up truly in a place, whether you're aware of it totally at the time or not, you will be on the path of true peace, harmony, and prosperity. I promise you, be responsible for your feelings, not others. We will keep this message in mind as we go into meditation now. I invite you to join me, breathing into your heart center, easily, nice, long. Let's take 3 nice, long, gentle breaths. In and out. Breathing in peace. And breathing out all that is other than peace now. Breathing in harmony. And breathing out all that's other than harmony now. Breathing in prosperity. And breathing out everything that is other than prosperity now. And now, gentle breaths, focusing on the universe inside of you. Notice the colors and stars twinkling inside. Select the brightest star inside and breathe into that star now. Focus your awareness on that bright beacon inside of you now. Feel its pulsation, its radiating light, as it mirrors back to you peace, harmony, and prosperity. Your divine attunement with the life force. And as you breathe into this bright, bright star, this light inside of you, see it glow that much brighter, that much wider, as it pulsates within every cell and atom of your being, harmonizing you, the divine directive, who you are. You are this child of God who has promised infinite peace, harmony, and prosperity. And this is your moment to claim it now under grace. Receive it dear one. Open your heart and your mind. Feel this love pouring into you now. As you breathe into the star center, within the core essence of your being. Allow this love to penetrate every fiber of your being, every physical organ of your being. Feel it radiate out to your extremities now. Feel it flowing from your heart center across to your hands, your fingertips. Feel the tingling now down to your legs, to your feet and your toes. Feel the tingling there across and up your throat, through your face, the top of your head. Feel your scalp come alive with the tingling there. Know you are one with this divine love essence. You are one, the core essence who you are. You are reminded again of your true nature. You are one with your God self. You are a child of God. Feel that aliveness. Feel that love. Know it is true. Breathe your divine essence now. Allow yourself to smile from the inside out, knowing, truly, totally aware of the truth of your being now. Feel this love. Know that at every moment, whenever you have a question, simply come to this place. Align yourself with your true being and know you will be guided to the right, responsible, trustworthy answer. One with true peace, harmony, and prosperity. For you and all who you care for, all you feel obligated to and for, all you feel answerable for. It starts with you feeling your truth inside. Feel your answer. Allow yourself to feel divine will working through you. Know that when you choose to think rather than feel, you're choosing an ego answer, a personality answer, and very likely a self-serving answer. Serve your higher self, and you will serve humanity. Come inside, as we are doing right now. Feel your oneness, the divine life force, who you are, who resides in you and each of us. Feel your God essence now. And from this place, drop in your question. And you're fully alive, totally one with this light inside, The love essence penetrates every cell and atom of your being. From this place, feeling and knowing and reconnecting with love, remembering love, a moment when you purely felt embraced with love. This is the place, and now is the time to ask your question from a place of true trust and knowing this as if it has already been answered in the positive now. You feel so much love and gratefulness. Now, dear one, ask your question. I bless you and thank you for fill in the blank, guiding me to know my right path now regarding whatever it is under grace now. Just that simple. Give your thanks. Feel the love. Feel the rightness. Even if it doesn't make sense, I promise you it will. See that light again. Be one with that light. Feel the love inside of you radiating from the center of your being. You are a radiating center of love. And you have been guided by the highest authority, divine source, now. Feel that love. Feel how loved you are. Trust love, divine, unconditional love, before all others. Feel this peace, knowing this truth. Feel how your whole body feels when you're aligned with love, true divine love. Heighten your awareness. This is the place to make all decisions from, to know when you're choosing the path of divine love. This is the path that opens up true prosperity. For to be one with divine love is to be one with infinite riches now. See and feel this love inside of you. Feel it outside of you. See it and feel it radiating to every part of you now, as if you are embraced in the circle of love inside and outside of you. You are now the center of the star, and this light is glowing all around you. You are a radiating center of peace, harmony, and prosperity, now under grace. And now, dear ones, it's time to bring this back into your world. Live from this place. Make decisions from this place. Act and speak from this place. And as you take responsibility for your feelings, you will transform others naturally, organically, effortlessly. Be responsible for your feelings first, knowing all is well right now. So as we began, we'll breathe nice, long, gentle breaths into our heart center as we come back, breathing in peace, true oneness with peace. Breathing in our oneness with harmony. Breathing in our oneness with prosperity. Breathing in loveness. I am love. I am loved. Love am I. Be aware again of the sensation in your fingertips, toes, and the top of your head as you bring your hands together in prayer position, position of honor, first for yourself and your higher self, and all those who you feel love for, the powerful place, honor. This is true oneness. With all, divine source and humanity at a most pure level, honoring the divine inside of them as you honor the divine inside of you. We call on Carla and ask her, invite her to tone this moment, this truth with us now.
We are core essence of love, peace, harmony, prosperity, and balance under grace. I love you.
I bless you and thank you. Namaste. That was beautiful.